man. Gunshot kill any man. The Remington that told him in a skeleton. Smith away some ever in a Dijalefan. Kappa spit skull in a dispit of a second. Daka look in a head without a cat scan. You no know me, listen super cat sound. That gun when we add up Matty Mats man. Sing it, as a cricket that king of bats man. What's wrong, them come with gang. But when this bang, them head fling from. Them make one fast move shot send it. Them make them dead, Candice, white all effort. Why piss themselves like child bedwet. You send shit, I suck your mother. I'm dead before this honor. Them want to warn me, some sense to me army. Bullet a spread them like it's in me yaki. This the empire, cup a shot, I got fire. Mr. Farmer got the rifle, them was down on that palm tree. Want to warn me, some sense to me army. Bullet a spread them like a it's in me yaki. Nothing be clean, as some me disguise skin. A camouflage, blue suit and red sea, my khaki.
No need from your this, you get beaten. I'm gonna use these. So deep we believe you're gonna link every reason. Bullet to skin like me to meet season. Gaza, cool like winter. Me no responsive, you had a blood clot season. So tell me, sir, if you can even me, there's a pigeon kill illegal. All your fittings say you're classic. When you say six pants, mine of crankshaft pistons. Boy, come a big ship at this land. Me no response, pick him off at a distance. Dad of the old girl in his pants. But me only guns and all the big bombs. I know me start it typical.
Me never want a gorilla war.
They want the war, me some sense to me army.
Spread them like it's in me yaki. This the empire, cup a shot and go fire. Mr. Farmer got the rifle, them were taller than palm tree. One fi warn me, so me send to me army. Bullet a spread them like a it's in me yaki. Nothing be clean, as some me disguise skin. A camouflage, blue suit and red sea, my khaki.
Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. CG Campo Grande, eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço CG Campo Grande. Correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Eu não vou correr, muito menos me esconder. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande. Aço Cesarão, do CG Campo Grande.
There weren't meant to be any more podcasts from this studio, but there are. We're still here. Brownswoods is still alive. The mixer is still... How old does this mixer look to you, Tom? Does this look old to you?
Well, I'm just going to be polite. four years.
It's so bad that we've got to use the same microphone because I think the one that you're talking to me on is bad. How are you? All right.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I'm good. I'm blessed. Thank you.
We have got Mosca in the studio with us, playing some stuff just to get the thing going. And we were saying earlier on that I thought maybe you'd have put some music out before you'd done a square one, but that was more or less your first official release.
Pretty much the debut, yeah.
Right. And so I was on it from the start.
Fully, as ever. Intimidatingly so.
And not only did you give us a smash with that track, but you've come through with a huge remix for Fortet, which has given me plenty of pleasure. In the last few months of playing big festivals, whether it's a small room or a huge room, this track's working for me. So I want to give you a thank you for that.
Happy days.
It's not often that you can have. There's only a few every year, tracks that I know are guaranteed going to get me out of trouble.
Happy to provide, mate.
Thank you.
Okay, so am I calling you Mosca or am I calling you Tom? How do you prefer?
Call me whatever you want, man.
All right, what do you prefer? Well, it doesn't matter, right? I'll call you Tom right now, and because I feel that we've, you know, we can call each other by our first names. You bought some red striping. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I've got a radio show to do tonight. And I'm already on the beers.
Mr. Peterson.
Excellent. Okay, so give us a little breakdown on the tracks that we started off with, because there was some interesting stuff there. I mean, the first one, of course, was Square One, which is also on the Brownswood Electric album.
Fully, which is doing big things.
Yeah.
That's album of the month, I think, in... I forget which magazine. DJ Magazine might be.
Do you read those things?
Yeah. I like to keep on top of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Maybe just read it in the news.
Yeah, when I'm in an airport, just killing some time in WH.
Yes.
All right, the first one we had was Old Grimy Bit from General LOK, who I think is still doing something, not as LOK, but he's around still, I think. That one's called Elmo Rhythm with a mad intro from Sesame Street.
What year is that?
I guess I'm going to say 04. Okay. Might be 05. That's the kind of that's the time I started uni, 04, and that's the time I listened to started listening to grime.
Where were you at uni?
I was up in Sheffield. Okay. I just gone back there this weekend, actually. It's heavy. It's like,
there was always a good music scene in Sheffield, wasn't there?
Oh, fully, yeah.
And Marianne Hobbs, who's actually, if you're a student at university in Sheffield now, you might well have her as a mentor.
Mad ones, isn't it?
That's a good one. Did she...
I saw her up in Sheffield last week, actually. All those old, you know, RSJ as well, does the Dark One stuff, and yeah, some Sheffield legends right now.
They're going to miss... We're going to miss Mary on Radio 1, actually. She's definitely had a lot to say about a lot of that grime, dubstep, and forward-thinking music.
Salute.
So, yeah, from 2004, General LOK.
I think that's 04. The next one from 04 as well, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, possibly 05, but that one was an old Cartel track, Vibes Cartel, Empire Army. That was just one of the first rhythms I'd ever heard at that kind of speed. That's at 140 BPM. I just thought, rah.
Yeah.
Too much. Because just as a DJ, you start looking into tempos almost too much, don't you? You kind of forget. Well, maybe not you. You play literally all over the board, but
do you when you
want to mix things in, and so you're always thinking, oh, that's just 5 BPM too out. It would, I just don't want to push it that far, or it would sound weird, slower. This was one of the first things. So I was playing a lot of dubstep as well back then, and niche and grime still. So 140 is just perfect, just to get some bashment in there.
Want to get? I love the record sleeve on the next one, because it was from Brazil. Did you actually pick it up in Brazil? Were you in Brazil?
Yeah. I went out with the missus for one summer, and then did as many record shops as I can, and pay fuck all for it out there, and it's beautiful stuff, right? It's a bit grainy still. You couldn't play it, you know, out in a club necessarily, but
it sounded good,
perfect
though.
Perfect for
and
this
stuff. That sleeve could be, like, looking at it now, when the Bailey Funk stuff was coming out then, I probably would have thought of... I wouldn't have looked at that sleeve in the same sort of a way. But now, 5 years later, it looks like a really rare piece of record.
It's not 5 years. I think these are from 89 or...
Oh, they're that old.
It's really, really old.
Oh, these are really old, aren't they?
No, that one's... Hang on, that one. Might be 2000. Might just be the number 2000.
Yeah. But yeah, they look good. Explosor. Where were you in Brazil?
We started off on Rio. We did all over, really, but Rio was definitely my favourite.
Yeah.
For the music, some of the nights we had out were there were just incredible, and you know, did little tours to the slums and all of that, just to see what was happening. Because you see it on the DVDs and all that. It's really good to go there, man. I assume you've been out there.
Yeah, I have. I need to go back, and I think it's going to be a good place to go back to soon, because of course they got the Olympics and the World Cup coming, so it's just going to go off.
Madness.
There's a lot of money going to be thrown into Brazil. And they found oil as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, they found oil off Rio.
Boom.
So they're into some big times. And then we played the remix that you've done for Fortet, which came as a, you know, as I was saying earlier on, a nice surprise to me, because it worked really well. And a bit of sort of a Brazilian feeling in that remix, right?
Yeah, there's a card of the drums in there. And I took a little Bailey Funk loop, actually, that Toma Katoma thing, which I use quite a lot, actually, probably use too much.
So before you started making the music as Mosca, you were DJ first, or did you play in bands, or what was your music
called? I did producing before DJing, really. I was in a band, first of all, mm-hmm. and that's where I got all my drum machines and stuff like that. I had a little Tascam 8-track, just doing little mad things in my bedroom, nothing that came to much.
Where else were you brought up?
From a place called Aylesbury.
Okay.
Which is like out Milton Keynes.
Funny, we were talking about Milton Keynes,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay. So
it's a nice part of the world.
Yeah, it's a lovely part of the world.
Maybe not Milton Keynes, but...
Football team?
Don't follow the sport even.
Wimbledon AFC in Milton Keynes, but not even them, because that would be super dry. And DJing now, all over the place, or just bits and bobs?
Yeah, all over the place. Just came back from New York a couple of weeks ago. It was really heavy out there. Got lots of bits lined up. Got Glasgow next week. Yeah, it's all good. Nice to travel.
Great. Well, listen, let's play a bit of this and play some more tunes. You've got a bag full of tunes. All vinyl, I think. There's a few CDs.
No, I've got a whole wallet of CDs there.
Yeah, we haven't even seen those yet. All right, let's go. This is an interesting selection from you.
Yeah, you know why I brought this one?
I've got a little feeling.
Yeah, yeah. You've recognised it already, I can tell. I swear I heard this on your show years and years and years ago. I had to ask the guy in the record shop for it as well. They ordered it in for me specially.
Sent by FBI or the KGB. Strapping dancehall is the priority. When mission complete, that's when we feel irie. We put shit on the smoke off an ounce of Cali. Now you know why they call ragamuffin Rambo. Hey, now you know why they call ragamuffin Rambo. We on and we go down in the ghetto. True survival is all that we know. We're on a tough boot, enough time we buck with us. Foreign land, I want we star up the show. Now you know why they call Ragamuffin Rambo. Hey, 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 hey. Now you know why they call Ragamuffin Rambo. Beep. Ragamuffin him rude, Ragamuffin him tough. Don't bust up yourself and call one of us a cuff. We not have time for ram, we not have time for bluff. You will feel pain and you will feel pain now. Now you know why they call Ragamuffin Rambo. Machine. I enough shots and make the girls scream, scream. But yes, we are the men of your dream. On my body, there's no fat, it is strictly lean. And we're rough and tougher than any real marine. Now you know why they call Ragamuffin Rambo. Hey, 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 hey. Now you know why they call Ragamuffin Rambo. Beep. Ragamuffin Rambo.
Yeah, this is a selection. Mosca, you've got some brand new box fresh Air Force Ones on. Is that, are they box fresh? They
pretty
look
much.
It. You look
pretty
after your
much.
Shoes. Yeah. I'm pleased that you made the effort for the Brownsville entrance today. Unlike Fowell's. What's this track? This is a heavy one.
This one is Call Me Rambo by Aki.
I need to take teeth off that off you. Let's go. Junglist, original junglist?
Fully.
I like the crow. I'll jump up massive. This is not a bargain or a deal. Listen to the words of the first tongue. More time out, me and young confetti players don't with my lyrical tongue. All the girls, them, watch this.
Actually, there aren't that many, when you think about it, drum and bass records or junglist records that have got the collaboration of the beat and the MC that works as well as it does at a dance. But on this record, it really feels like they got it spot on. It almost feels like it was recorded in the place.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah, it definitely feels like. I'll be on.
Yeah.
This one, Prisoner featuring Demolition Man. Mm. The legend that is Demolition Man. I think this is just the original one. It's a tune called Fire.
Yeah, it's working. So what about you? What's going on with you? We're going to play some new Mosca stuff. That's very pleasing to know that we're going to hear some new stuff that you've been up to. But I'm just staying on the DJ one. Obviously, is that your main means of kind of getting your sound out these days? Are you on the radio?
Yeah, we do. I'm on Sub FM still. Saturday morning. I can't even remember the time because we pre-record it. Like we were saying earlier about the whole Ustream thing on.
Oh yeah, that's good.
The Boiler Room.
Go watch that.
Heavy.
On a Tuesday.
Google that one. The Boiler Room.
Boiler Room. Especially last week's show, you and Elefino.
Rockwell's on there still.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're doing the radio, Alex. Radio on a Saturday.
Yeah, we do on a Thursday night as well. We do a Ustream thing, so that's the live okay. Streaming with the video, and that's me and Unknown Soldier.
So what do? Do you Google you? Google Sub FM?
You can Google whatever you want, I think. That's the beauty of it.
For the info.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. Okay.
It's so all up on the MySpace and the... I think I'll try and plug it as much as I can on most of my sites. So the most of that stuff is, you know, MySpace, and it's always / DJ Mosca.
Yeah.
Spelled okay. DEEJAY Mosca.
Good. Why Mosca?
Right, good question. That's an old one. It means like fly in Spanish and Italian and Latin as well. I've always liked that whole kind of like a parasitic thing.
Mm.
Just, you know, jungle, reggae, hip hop, house, bashment. Just trying to pick bits out of everything.
That's Mosca.
Dissolving stuff with my tongue, you know.
Yeah, and biting others.
spreading malaria.
So that's good. The tunes you've been playing, actually, a lot of it's been kind of feels like the stuff that you've played out. In your DJ sets.
And oh, fully.
So when you play out...
Tried and tested. Most of these are just secret weapons.
Right.
That I can... I mean, I'm still playing, especially that jungle one.
Yeah.
Because that's on 45, so you can play it on 33 and mix it into house or something at 130, some nice garage, bits like that. Press 45 and you're away. It's like...
And talking of jungle, what was cheating, your... Where were the places that you'd go to check out? Do you ever got memories of...
Well, I didn't really go raving to jungle because I was from kind of in the sticks, so it wasn't that easy for me. I came to London a few times. Remark again, who we were talking about earlier, so managed to see Remark. Gave him some fly stickers actually. We had these stickers back at school, which just had a fly on and just said flies underneath. Just for no real reason, we stuck a load of them up. Gave some to him, and I think he was quite pleased, but just confused.
Yeah, as I am now. Let's play a track.
Yeah, this is a new one. This is forthcoming on Fat City from Manny. So I went for that kind of whole hip-hop feel to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're nearly out of time, surprisingly enough. It's gone real fast. Podcast, Mosca, and some Frankie Bones. I'm actually sorting out my records here. Well, not in this particular room, but in Brownswood in general. And I've got a bunch of these Bone Breaks 12s, which are probably... And they're all brilliant, aren't they? Did you kind of find them somewhere?
Yeah. That was a joke story as well. The guy who I got this off for how much? You can see the label there. $3, something like that. $2.
Yeah, $3.
$3.
Yeah.
I walked in, heard the guy had a bit of a British accent. Where are you from? Stoke Newington. It's like right up the road from Brownswood Studios. So we got talking and he had all his house that hadn't even been put out in the shelves yet. Yeah. Just the box under there somewhere, so... So I rooted through that for a couple of days.
There's a good shop, actually. Have you seen that new record shop in Stoke Newington? It's next to that cafe, the Spence. It used to be a bookshop. I can't remember what it's called now. Do you remember what it's called, Farris? And anyway, there's a little store there, and it's good. On the outside, it doesn't look like much. And then at the back, there's a back room now, and they've got a disco ball and everything, and they've got like a disco...
Okay, soon. I've just remembered why that last story that I told wasn't that interesting. This was in New York, I mean... I forgot to say it was in New York, and that's why it's weird that the guy was from Stokey. You're looking at me like, yeah, it's not the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Where's the punchline? Where's the punchline? Yeah, we got it. Okay, let's finish off with a couple more tunes. And I know you've got a load of stuff that you can't play out because it's just not ready yet, but just tell us what you have got, what we can look forward to from you in the next 6 months or so.
Cool. This one is a remix of some guys from Swansea called CRST,
right,
who are heavy and just really... They just jump about, do you know what I mean? If it's funky or they're really into that old school garage stuff as well. And they've got their dubstep influences and they're really coming through at the moment. So they've got this new one on the Dirty Canvas label, which is called No Hats, No Hoods, which does the grime stuff. So it's surprising that they've put out this, actually. It's more housey, kind of funky stuff. But yeah, so I went in with a bit of a grimy remix.
And what else have you got coming after we've played that? What other tracks can we, even though we can't play them on here now?
Well, I've got stuff for Numbers, from the Numbers guys up in Glasgow. Let's try and think.
Are you making an album?
No, I don't think I could make an album,
no?
If I'm quite honest. But I produce too slowly.
But the tracks that you've played me so far, and not that albums should have vocals on them or nothing, but... A lot of your stuff is quite sort of it's quite complicated. It's not a straight 4/4, you know, loop. You're going to. I mean, the track you just heard, you had some crazy. What is it? Indonesian vocals.
Indonesian, yeah.
So if you were to make a record, would you work with samples and stuff, or would you like to maybe work with singers or?
I'd love to work with singers. Yeah, we've got some hooked up. Nothing I can say so far, but. Female vocalists just the one, really, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that can be hard work, though. Never. If you're an A&R man, female vocalists, it can be quite hard work. All right, let's just play this. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's all sounding good. So a few remixes, some bits and bobs for different people. This one's going to be coming out on Numbers, which is a Scottish label, right?
No Hats, No Hoods. Sorry, this one.
Oh, yeah.
This one pretty soon, I think, actually. I think they've got a D-Malice remix as well.
Mm.
And possibly a Dr. Nika remix, actually, thinking about it.
Right,
who we were just talking about earlier.
Yeah. What's the deal with people contacting you and doing remixes? I mean, are you getting offered a lot and you don't want to do it all, or you're just doing...
At the moment, I'm turning most stuff down just because I want to work on some original stuff, to be honest. I don't want to get trapped doing remixes.
Mm.
Having said that, I am doing one for a guy called T. Williams from Deep Technology,
mm-hmm.
who's absolutely heavy. The tune's called Heartbeat with Terry Walker.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful piece of music, really.
Yeah.
I should have played that earlier.
Oh.
But
you can't do that. If you've done it, is that, if you've got that, we can play the tune, right? We'll just play two, finish off if today. Are you allowed to do that?
I haven't finished it. Oh. I'll be real with you, I haven't finished it.
Love it. On the spot. Listen, you've played some brilliant music. Okay, what other things did I want to ask you? If there's anywhere you wanted to go around the world just to sort of visit and stuff, you've been to Brazil, where would you like to go tomorrow if you could just go escape with your lady?
Oh, right, another good question. So this is with a missus rather than playing anywhere?
Maybe one with the missus and one just playing. Where would you want to go?
I want to go... Well, you know what? I'm getting married in September anyway, so we're going to go to Mauritius with the missus, so that will answer that one.
Yeah. About playing out?
Playing out? I'd like to do somewhere like Berlin, I reckon. Somewhere a bit like Bergen, like a nice deep techno club where they've got some patience. Because that's the trouble with London. People have got no patience. Mm. You're just forced into playing bangers one after the next.
Mm.
I'd like to play some nice house and some techno bits like that in Bergen for me.
For those people that actually listen to this show from around the world, they're always saying to me, Giles, where's good when I'm coming to London to go to? Have you got little spots that, having said what you said about, you know, being a DJ in London, is there a place that you'd recommend people go to where they're going to get a really good sense of, you know, London at its best in club land?
Do you know what? I really like Alibi up the road in Dalston. You know, it's kind of a grimy place. They're like, it's half finished and there's plaster falling off the walls and ratata, but... There's Just Jam on a Wednesday night every week, which is, they just have mad people from all kinds of grime, and mostly grime and dubstep and funky, and it's all videoed live as well, so if you can't get there, you know, and you got access to a PC or a Mac or whatever, you can just watch it all being streamed at the time. It's a really good idea, but yeah, that would be my recommendation. It's
great,
Alibi.
Great. Well, listen, thanks a lot for coming in today. I owe you a couple of red stripes. And am I going to be able to hang on to these CDs that belong to you? Are they not ready for outside play yet?
Yeah, why not? No, those two are definitely playing. They're for your pockets, mate.
Okay, what's in here? Oh, yeah, this is the final track. This is, yeah, so you're finishing off with Midlake.
Midland. No, this isn't even me. This is just a track.
Yeah.
This is just a new bit that I really, really rate. Anything that Ramadan does really is... Yeah.
top quality. He's got such quality control. This is a bit with his housemate, who's called Midland, up in Leeds. And really rate the tune, so let's go out on that one.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.